Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a sunny day across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, making it a perfect time to be outdoors. In Haifa, expect a light breeze, while Eilut remains warm and dry. Here are today's headlines. First, the U.S. launched strikes against Iran, targeting various military assets along the coast. This comes from Ynet in the past hour. Also, the IDF has located the burial site of a soldier killed in 1948. More on this from JNS earlier this hour. Also this hour, Hamas is sending a delegation to Cairo to discuss a ceasefire, demanding Israeli withdrawal. Israel Hayom Hebrew provides this update from earlier today. Separately, Donald Trump commented on Iran's actions in the Gulf, describing them as out of control. This report comes via the Jerusalem Post from earlier today. And finally, the U.S. has launched a second night of strikes against Iran. The Times of Israel says Israel is preparing for potential conflict escalation. From X, the latest, Ynet Global reports just minutes ago that AI-assisted mapping has uncovered 73 volcanic calderas deep in the oceans, raising questions about potential risks. Open-source analyst OSINT613 posted that Iranian media claims the U.S. airstrikes resulted in 14 deaths and 78 injuries. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, shared that the Iranian ambassador to the UN advised the U.S. representative to be polite, sparking a firm response from the U.S. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. strikes on Iran, the American military targeted air defenses, missile sites, and logistical infrastructure. This is part of broader efforts to curb Iran's military capabilities, according to Ynet. Tehran claims that the strikes resulted in casualties. The situation remains tense as both nations stand on edge. Turning to the discovery of Pivitei Yaakov Zarehan's burial site, the IDF announced the find earlier today. Zarehan was part of a convoy to besiege Jerusalem during the War of Independence. This discovery brings closure to a long-standing mystery from Israel's founding years. Meanwhile, Hamas is poised for talks in Cairo. A delegation from the group aims to negotiate a ceasefire with Israel. They demand an Israeli withdrawal as part of these discussions. This move by Hamas, reported by Israel Hayom, could open pathways to de-escalate the ongoing conflict. Separately, Donald Trump criticized Iran's recent attacks in the Gulf. According to the Jerusalem Post, he expressed skepticism over Iran's intentions to negotiate. This follows Iran's aggressive actions against American interests in the region. The former president's remarks highlight the diplomatic challenges ahead. And finally, the Times of Israel reports on the U.S. conducting another night of strikes against Iran. The IRGC retaliated by attacking Kuwait and Bahrain, targeting American bases. This escalation raises concerns about broader conflict in the region. Israel braces for potential fallout, urging restraint among neighboring countries. On the economic front. First, a new Israeli startup, led by air defense veterans, raised $36 million to address drone swarm threats. Skapion says current systems are inadequate for such challenges, according to CTEC. Separately, a report from Walla Business highlights a historic rise in unemployment in the high-tech sector. This shift is linked to artificial intelligence, though experts suggest a more complex employment landscape. And finally, Ynet Business reports that defense and chip industries are driving employment growth in Israeli tech. Despite job cuts in software, the high-tech workforce has increased by 6.2%, reflecting sector resilience. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.